And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Last season's Gatorade Player of the Year in Oklahoma for baseball was Elk City junior Cash Mayfield. Cash is phenomenal on the hill and at the plate for the Big Elks, who made their second straight appearance in the state semifinals. Yesterday, he was able to spread the joy of winning that award to a local organization that brings tons of joy to the hearts of many around town. One of the perks of being the Gatorade Player of the Year is that Gatorade gives the winner a $1,000 grant that's then given to a local charity of their choice. Cash's choice was to donate his grant to the Dream League, which allows kids with physical and mental challenges a chance to get out on the field and play some ball. For a couple weeks in the spring and fall, those kids play a few innings each Saturday morning at the Dream League field. It's a wonderful experience for everyone involved, and if you haven't had the opportunity to watch it, take the time to go do it. It'll make your day to see the joy on everyone's face. Kudos to Cash Mayfield for choosing to donate his $1,000 grant to some kids that look up to him and his accomplishments on the baseball field and get their chance to play on the Dream League. Seismic shift we've been waiting on all week in regards to conference realignment happened today. Pac-12 is over as we've known it for years. Oregon and Washington accepted invitations to the Big Ten. Arizona's coming to the Big 12. So for those keeping score the last couple of weeks, Pac-12, which was only 10, has lost Colorado, Arizona to the Big 12, Oregon and Washington to the Big 10. That leaves a Pac-6 that appears soon to be headed for a Pac-4 if Arizona State and Utah bolt for the security of the Big 12. Crazy couple of weeks that seemed to dramatically change the landscape of college athletics for years to come. Third annual Parents versus Players softball game is tonight out at the Fiveplex. Parents of the Elk City softball team dust off their cleats, their gloves, and I'm sure apply buckets of Icy Hot to get out on the field and try to wrestle bragging rights away from the Elkettes. Year one saw the team win, but last year, parents evened the score at one apiece. Game starts at 6. It's going to be a great way to spend the evening. Have some pulled pork sandwiches for dinner to go out and enjoy some young ladies hoping to put a whooping on their moms and dads on the softball field. That's 6 o'clock out at the Fiveplex, the grudge match between the parents of the Elk City softball team and the players. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Check back Monday for a full weekend recap right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.